Welcome to the eighth session of the practice of a direct awakening. In the previous session, we introduced the practice of direct awakening, which enables you to go directly to your authentic self. We transcend personal identity and awaken to the center of our being. In this session, we will explore how to stabilize our true self when confronted by the strong and tenacious habit of our usual lie. In this session, we will explore how to stabilize our true self. Please close your eyes, find a comfortable position, and listen with focused attention, returning your attention to listening whenever it wanders. If you throw a seed onto a rock, it will not thrive. If you throw your meditative insights into a dysfunctional life, they similarly will not flourish. To transition into a life lived from your authentic self, you must cultivate the conditions that support your new life, slowly letting go of conditions that get in the way. As you continue to practice, this will begin to happen naturally. However, it is best that we become aware of what to cultivate and what to abandon so that we can more quickly move forward with our intention to live from our authentic and true self. On the positive side, consider cultivating periods of stillness and innerness throughout the day, establishing regular practice, creating harmonious environments, knowing the difference between needs and wants, and acting with loving kindness. Let me repeat this. Consider cultivating periods of stillness and innerness throughout the day, establishing a regular practice, creating harmonious environments, knowing the difference between needs and wants, and acting with loving kindness. On the other side, consider letting go of unnecessary busyness, meaningless entertainment and distractions, the belief that outer activities will ultimately satisfy your soul needs, and the tendency to cover over unpleasant emotions with activities. Let me repeat these as well. Consider letting go of unnecessary busyness, meaningless entertainment and distractions, the tendency to cover over unpleasant emotions with activities, and the belief that outer activities will ultimately satisfy your deepest longings. These are just a few suggestions. Of most importance is to remember to repeatedly ask the question of your activities. Does this activity or lifestyle support or get in the way of my intention to live more deeply? Then act accordingly, cultivating what supports your inner life and letting go of what gets in the way. In this way, the boundaries between your formal practice and your daily life will slowly drop away. Now, let's practice. Fully relax your mind and body. I will once again guide you directly and quickly to your natural self and to your heart center. At times I'll be silent, and at other times I will spontaneously comment. Remember that if your mind becomes overactive and you cannot control it, you can always go back to the breathing and the holding, or to just observing and watching the breath until your mind quiets down, and then you can return. So let's begin once again by dropping directly into your authentic self. Drop all of your past history, all thoughts, feelings, mental images. Let them go. Stop relating to them. Drop all beliefs, identities, judgments, Do not hold on to anything. Drop all future thoughts, hopes, and fears. Let any residual mental activity dissipate on its own like waves falling back into the sea, or the morning mist and dew dissipating into space. Don't hold on to anything. Allow the mask of your ordinary self to drop away. Empty your mind. Again, in the words of the teacher, like the traceless path of a bird in the sky, leave alone all past thoughts that have gone. Leave alone the present moment. Leave alone thoughts of the future. Leave thoughts loose and free without creating anything. Rest at ease in the state of unfabricated vast openness. Rest in your empty mind for a short period of time. Experience the simple awareness, presence, beingness, isness of your aware emptiness, of your empty awareness. It is so simple. No effort. It's right there, right now. Your usual eye may seek to pull you back, discourage you with, it's too difficult, you can't do it, perhaps another time. However, you will slowly come to know this empty awareness isn't your natural home, and let go of irrelevant mental commentaries. Remain empty, grasp onto nothing. Feel the awareness, the presence of your natural self. Even if there is background mental activity, your authentic true self remains naturally still because its nature is stillness. And everything that's in the background is from your personal eye, your usual ego eye. It'll come and go on its own. Just remain your still natural self. You can always use your mind calming breathing techniques if you need to. And when things quiet down, drop back into your natural self. Never try to characterize your true essence, your true self. It's not a thing. It can never be known in the usual way. It's intangible. It cannot be known through the senses. But you can experience it directly just by looking at it, being there, being present, and knowing who you are. Live inside your heart, your radiance, your natural self. No work, no study, no effort, nothing to wait for. Your natural, authentic, true self is here right now. You are the presence. You are the isness. You are the awareness. You are the open spaciousness of an uncluttered mind. You are what you seek. You have always been this presence, this awareness. Look back for a moment and see your personal self as if it was in front of your visual field. See how it is made up from your past. Observe how it moves back and forth. Notice how unstable it is. See its narrow perspective, its self-centeredness, protectiveness, and defensiveness. Don't attach to it. It's just made up of like a dream state. You now know the difference between who you truly are and you, who you believed you are. Rest into the spacious true self for the remainder of the meditation. Your formal sessions and in your daily life practice. Practice dropping everything and resting in this empty awareness of your true self. You can do it for moments during the day, and it should be your formal practice. I will leave you now, but you continue by yourself if you wish, experiencing the harmony of this body, mind, and spirit, natural self, as long as you wish.